must confront the ultimate facts of human existence, which means death, dread, despair, disappointment, disillusionment, and how to somehow we forge some joy, some courage, some vision, some compassion in the face of those ultimate facts. And most of us tend to be death dodging, death ducking, death denying, which means we live on a melodramatic level. We evade those ultimate facts, as it were. And for me, the Chekhov's, the Beckett's, the Kafka's, the Coltrane's, the Toni Morrison's, they force us to wrestle with these ultimate facts. And so this existential dimension is in no way reducible to the political. Democracy is, as the great Reinhold Niebuhr put it, a proximate solution to insoluble problems. There'll always be anxiety. There'll always be insecurity. There'll always be bigotry. There'll always be venom and vitriol and so forth. The aim is not to eliminate those things. To be human is to be thrown in time and space and thereby wrestle with that anxiety. The question is, how do we minimize? How do we alleviate? How do we attenuate these inescapable realities?